House in the Sky, a memoir. Written by Amanda Lindout and Sarah Corbett. And read by Amanda Lindout.
I landed in Baghdad at the end of January 2008. Press TV had rented me a room at the massive Palestine Hotel, along with an adjacent office suite. The hotel would have been grand back in the 1980s, but now it was outdated and worn. The office suite had a few old couches in the corner, a fridge, a table, and some desks with video monitors and tape players for editing. Equipment that was old and huge, but nonetheless did the job. I met Ines, an Iraqi woman with wide-set brown eyes, a plump body, and red-tinted hair that fell to her shoulders, who would act as my field producer. By phone, I was introduced to Mr. Najafi, the news director in Tehran, who would be my immediate boss. Baghdad was not dramatically beautiful the way Kabul, with its lunar brown mountains, had been. It had the same taxis and creeping traffic of other big cities I'd visited, the same oozing smog. It had the same golden light and splaying palm trees I'd seen in Damascus and Beirut and Amman, but with military checkpoints, concrete pylons, and 12-foot blast walls everywhere, with its characterless square buildings and flat, sand-dusted horizon, whatever inner grace the city held, whatever mythic past it had as a land of milk and honey, was not easily glimpsed. Baghdad seemed harsher, more battle-worn than any place I'd been. My room at the Palestine looked out at a traffic circle and a ghostly white bubble-topped mosque. This was Paradise Square, where almost 5 years earlier an American tank had famously toppled a statue of Saddam Hussein. A block away, the Tigris River slipped past, sluggish and muddy and boatless. There were not many Westerners staying at the Palestine. There were not many people at all staying at the Palestine. An American-funded television station called Al Hura, which broadcast information about U.S. policies in Arabic, was based out of the hotel staffed mostly by Iraqis who came and went during work hours. Otherwise, the place seemed largely empty, in part because at 18 stories it was one of the tallest buildings in the city, which made it an easy target for insurgents. On my first night in Baghdad, I lay awake listening to the rat-a-tat of gunfire and the blare of sirens outside the window, feeling afraid, understanding that I was officially in over my head.